This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now we've got our next studio guest with us, Carla.
Yeah, we have Amina and Nisha. Amina is the writer of a new play called Make Me a Hoorie. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's right.
And we also have Nisha, who is performing in the play. This is going to be on at La Mama Courthouse. But what we usually do in the beginning is we get to know our guests a little bit and we find out how you came to be at this moment in time talking to us about being a playwright and an actor. Yeah. So maybe we'll go with you first, Amina, about becoming a playwright.
Wow. Okay. So playwright, it feels like a very a new term that I've sort of aligned with.
Okay.
I'd normally just say creative writer because this is the first play I've written. I think I'm more comfortable sort of introducing myself as a poet, really.
Okay, well,
a poet that's, you know, exploring with
different forms,
thank you. I would say that I started writing from a very, very early age, you know, just writing little short stories growing up and things like that. But in terms of the performing arts world, I was introduced to it through my mum. She had a dance theatre background in her early 20s, and then she became a kindergarten teacher, and I was in her kindergarten. So from then on, I was already, you know, interested in dance and art and just different forms of performative expression. And, started off, you know, doing drama school extracurricular activities and things like that, and then decided to, you know, apply for drama school overseas. I'm from Malaysia, by the way. So I came to Melbourne to train as an actor.
Wow.
I got into VCA and have, you know, graduated since then and been in the independent theatre sector. And, yeah, now sort of taking a stab at being the writer and performer of my own material.
Wow.
That's a big step.
That's huge.
Good on you.
Thank you.
And Nisha, how did you become to be a performer?
Kind of similarly, but also not. So I grew up in Singapore, and when I was a kid, I was really, really shy. So my mum put me in every possible class, including a whole bunch of theatre.
Wow, what was that like? Was it daunting
for you?
I was a third of a snake, so it was all right. I didn't have too many lines.
Were you the butt?
I think I was the middle. So it was just, you know, I didn't have too many responsibilities just to keep it upright. It was good.
Okay.
Obviously it didn't stick at the time. I was just really shy. And then a little further down the track, when I hit puberty, discovered I needed friends, I was like, okay, cool, theatre, maybe I can do this. And my school that I was in took a bunch of us on a trip to Sydney for a theatre trip, where I got lots of compliments. And I was like, you know what? I can do this.
This acting jag's all right.
Yeah, I'm like,
brilliant.
This is floating my boat a little bit. So that was really good. And then I, similar to Mina, got into VCA, was like, cool, I'm going to move my whole life to Melbourne. And I've been here ever since.
Whoa.
And did you guys meet at VCA?
Yeah,
yes.
We did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Say it in unison.
Right. So tell us, where did this idea come from for this play? And especially considering that you class yourself more as a poet than a writer of plays?
Yeah, so I think I've had a lot of different influences that have sort of culminated into this production. But I think one of the influences was growing up in a predominantly Islamic culture and community, and just sort of getting introduced to the concept of polygamy from a very young age, knowing people who, you know, came from marriages, that had this. And so I think that was something that from very early on I started to sort of question, and it infiltrated into my own sort of idea of, you know, what I wanted in regards to partnerships and relationships in the future. So I think that's always sort of been in the background. And, you know, coupled with a whole lot of other things, like, I guess, religious oppression that I've been exposed to or just kind of witnessed. And I think there's a lot of misrepresentation, I would say, sometimes with the Islamic faith. And this is my way of personally responding to some of the ideologies and concepts that were presented to me in a poetic, very personal way. You know, it's all about interpretation.
Right, and, yeah. And you're looking at it as a very positive slant on the faith, yes? No? Oh, or mixed.
Well...
Hold on.
No spoilers.
It's more, I think, Mina's experience of it. So right. Her... a lot of it is based on her personal experiences and where she comes from and the impact that faith had on her, positive and negative, I think.
And I think that's really what we need, isn't it? I don't want to hear about white people from Islam, about Islam. I want to hear from people who have grown up in that culture and, you know, hear their experience of that. I want first-person accounts. I don't want this kind of interpretations.
Yeah, and I think this is sort of my way of expressing, you know, the in between, the not black and white, not super linear, didactic way of kind of not even presenting this faith, but yeah, just sort of, I'm really interested in, you know, transcending the question of, are you a Muslim? Are you a good or bad Muslim? Like, yes, those are interesting questions, but it's way more complex than that.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'd like to say, you know, I'm inspired and influenced by the Islamic culture that I was raised in, but I don't fully align with all of it on a, you know, fundamental level. So I'm sort of bringing in my own experiences and cognizance of the faith in regards to how I feel about the religion as a label that has been put on me,
yep.
Where I connect and where I disconnect from it. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the premise of the play then? Or is that it? You know, like your story of the religion?
I would say I like to bring back an image when it comes to this premise. And it goes back to 2011 during Christmas.
Yeah.
My family celebrate Christmas. And my mum bought me two presents.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a pair of lingerie. And the other were some prayer beads with a book of the 99 names of God. So, you know, there I am holding in my hand a very interesting combination.
Yep.
And so I like to sort of question the relationship with sensuality and spirituality. I even, you know, worked on this play as part of my thesis, and within that thesis I had to sort of label it as an interrogation between my religion and my sexuality, and even then I didn't feel like those were the right words. They didn't really resonate with me. So really it's an exploration of sensuality and spirituality.
Mm.
Can it intertwine? And yeah.
So give us your point of view as performing this, and you, obviously you knew each other at college, so you were aware of this, you know, like this play being written.
Yeah. So Mina was 2 years above me at VCA, and
yep.
She was the person that I was recommended to when I came in, and I was like, I have all these feelings about my culture and my background and not fitting in and religion, and so kind of from there we've had heaps of conversations, and this was something she's been working on for a really long time. But coming into the space, and specifically into this show, which, you know, there's two women, one of them wants to be a huri, and the other's trying to help her, basically.
What is a huri?
An Islamic virgin of paradise, according to certain interpretations of Islamic religious text. And the idea, yeah, so overall, that's what it is.
Okay.
And there's an idea that they are these creatures
sure.
that exist in the afterlife. And one of the characters wants to become one. They're these personification of ideals of what women, practically speaking, can't ever be. But, you know, the ideal woman.
This is what you want to aspire to.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah
great.
Yeah.
Good.
And what was it like when you actually... Did you approach La Mama about putting this play on, or...
Yeah, so I sent a message to Liz Jones last year, sort of looking for people that might be interested in collaborating. I was looking for a director, and I thought, you know, okay, this play could do with a bit of development, and didn't hear back till February this year. And rather than sort of giving me a couple of names of who I could be working with, Liz Jones, she just said, "Would you like to put it on? We've got a bit of space, you know, July, August. Talk to your team." So I guess she knew that I was working on it somehow. Everything sort of aligned really, really well.
Wow.
Yeah,
fantastic.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to see it and to find out more about it as well. And thank you for putting it on. What's it called?
It's called Make Me a Huri.
Right, okay. And it's at La Mama Courthouse.
Yes.
From the 25th of July to the 4th of August.
That's right.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And
thank you.
And a great, it sounds like a great play. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.